Calvin Johnson, obviously a big play receiver. You know, quarterback's good. Good up front. They haven't ran the ball very well, you know, of late. We know they're capable of it. Just haven't done it. They've been behind a few games, so they've had to throw it quite a bit. But it's always a big challenge for us. We got a guy like Calvin Johnson over there.
He's a good tailback. You know, he's a tough guy. He seems like a tough guy to take down. Runs hard. Gets his nose in there. Can create some extra yards. Has some good feet. You know, he's a guy who, you know, can carry the load.
Coach Smith talks about getting the football out every day. You know, he comes into our huddle, he's always saying, hey, strip the ball. You know, we catch it, we score with it every day in practice. It's just, that's the mentality around here. That's how he was from day one when he got here. Rod was the same way when he got here. And it's just, that's how we think about, you know, we always think about getting the football out. We may not always get it out, but we think about it all the time.
You know, I teach my kids how to, you know, recover fumbles and stuff like that. Every time they drop a bottle or a sippy cup, it's getting ridiculous. Yeah.
It's exciting. No, it's exciting. I mean, I don't care who scores, man. It's fun when guys score. It's definitely a emotional thing. It gives us a boost on the sideline. Who was it? Jacksonville, man. We were dead. You know, we didn't play very well the first half. We were kind of down, then Peanut scores that touchdown, and everything just started. It was a snowball effect. We all started, offense and defense, we started playing better. So it doesn't matter who gets in there. We're happy to get in there, whoever it is.
We have a score chart for our defense and with a point system, and everybody wants to get on that board. Everybody wants to lead that board and break records on that board. I mean, when you see other guys scoring, you love it because it's us. It's the Bears scoring, but you also – you know, you want your opportunity. You know, and when your opportunity comes, you're going to make something happen.
Same either way. I mean, I still practiced last week. You know, the few days off were good and bad because you come back, you get tired on Monday when you practice because you had 3 or 4 days off. But it didn't affect my knee either way. The rest is always good, I think, for everybody. No more me than anyone else.
I don't know. I don't know who's got the best hands, but whoever's got the best hands, I'm definitely top three. I can tell you that much. I'm putting myself in the top three.
I'm number one. I just never get around the ball. He said he's number three? Which guys did he put in front of him? I'm putting myself in front of him. Top three. Oh, okay. He put himself in there. Well, then I'm top three then as well.